We do baptism at this point in the service because it is a further extension of the offering. I just gave our money to God as a way of saying, God, I give you myself. God doesn't need money. But he does want us to give ourselves to him. In the same way, in baptism, from our side, we give ourselves to God. We give our children to God. But from God's side, God comes to us and says, I give myself to you. Baptism is consistently spoken of in the New Testament, not as in, but into. Some of my English 1 students had exercises this week with prepositions. Had to put in or into the sentence. There is a difference in meaning, sadly obscured by most of our English translations. For instance, the Great Commission, Jesus says, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Romans 6, the passage we read, for the call to worship, Jesus says, or Paul says, baptizing as many as of us as were baptized into Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, if we were united to him in a death like his, we would be united to him in a resurrection like his. What is baptism about? It's about union with Christ. The reason we baptize babies is because Jesus offers himself to them as well as to older people. He doesn't say, you can be united to me after you turn, right, name it, 4, 6, 8, 10, 20, 50. There's no age limitation on that. Rather, as we'll see in a couple of weeks, the promise of the Spirit, the promise of union with Christ, is for the Jewish people and their children, and for all who are far off, and we can add, and their children. We are those who are far away. Geographically, culturally, we and our ancestors were very, very distant from the promises of God in the days of the apostles. But now we've been brought near. Now the promise is for us and for our children. The promise of the gift of the Spirit, who is the down payment, the sign of union with Christ. So to that end, I would like to ask Alexa and Lucia to come forward, as well as my father-in-law, Doug Myers, who is a deacon in his church in Pennsylvania. Doug, if you would read us the questions, we'll answer them. Yeah, come up here. Try to stand in such a way that... Yes, if you would.
For to you is the promise, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call unto him. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house. Do you acknowledge your child's need of the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ and the renewing grace of the Holy Spirit?
We do.
Do you claim God's covenant promises on her behalf, and do you look in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ for her salvation as you do for your own?
We do.
Do you now unreservedly dedicate Lucia to God and promise, in humble reliance upon divine grace, that you will endeavor to set before her a godly example, that you will pray with and for her, that you will teach her the doctrines of our holy religion, and that you will strive by all the means of God's appointment to bring her up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord?
We do.
Shall I read to the congregation?
Sure.
Do you as a congregation undertake the responsibility of assisting the parents and the children in the Christian nurture of this child?
We do.
Lucia Bell Nelson, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Let Daddy pray for you too. Father, we thank you for the promise that you made to your Son, that he would have a numerous people for his own. Thank you that you told him that out of the travail of his soul he would be satisfied, that he would see his seed, that he would prolong his days. And thank you for those that you add to the church, Father. And we thank you for adding this little girl to our number here. Lord, we pray that you would indeed send the Holy Spirit to her, that you would call her to yourself. We thank you that water baptism is the sign and seal of that baptism with the Spirit and fire that you alone can give. We pray that you would send it through all the ordinary means of grace. Bless this baby girl through her life. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Well, let's stand and sing together hymn number 415 about what baptism is. Hymn 415, baptized into your name most holy.